You are listening to the Rewards Canada Podcast.
Hello, and welcome to episode 95 of the Rewards Canada Podcast. This time we are back to covering some deals, movers and shakers, and providing some tips and tricks. But first, this episode of the Rewards Canada Podcast is brought to you by CIBC. Right now, you can receive a welcome bonus value of up to $320 with their CIBC Dividend Platinum Visa Card Journey Rewards Special Offer. When you apply for and are approved for the card, you'll receive a first-year annual fee rebate, save up to 10 cents per liter at the pump, and earn up to 3% cash back on all eligible purchases. Conditions apply. Visit rewardscanada.ca/podcast for more details. Starting off with the deals, we'll take a look at the numerous promotions that the big hotel loyalty programs are offering for this fall. Whether you are loyal to Marriott, a big fan of Hilton, on the road with Best Western, or living it up at a Hyatt, these four chains all have something for their members this fall. I'll go through them alphabetically and provide links to them on our podcast page and in our YouTube description. The first is from Best Western Rewards. They have brought back their double points offer that they now seem to run with some consistency. It is a nice simple bonus that you can earn right from the first day, and there's no limit to the number of bonus points you can earn. The offer does require registration before you complete your stays and is available for stays until November 21st, 2022. On top of this, they are also running a promotion offering bonus points when you redeem for free nights. Anytime you redeem 12,000 or more points for a free night in Canada, the US, or Caribbean, the program will award you with 5,000 bonus points. That's a pretty significant discount considering many hotels in Canada do run in that 12,000 to 24,000 point range. This offer also requires registration, and just like the double points offer, is available until November 21st, 2022. Next up is probably what I would consider the most lucrative of all the hotel promotions for the fall, and is from Hilton Honors. Their fall promotion offers double points on all stays. So that seems the same as Best Western's, but they go a little bit further with this, and I'll explain. I mean, I consider it the most lucrative because, as just like Best Western, it's awarded right away on the first day and only with one night. You'll notice the next two promos after this one kick in on the second stay or require multiple nights. But with Hilton, if you happen to check out on a weekday, that is from Monday to Friday, you'll be rewarded with 2,000 more bonus points. Very straightforward and a very rewarding promotion. Double points offers are always good for the longer and more expensive stays, since points are per dollar spent. But even if you stay one night on an $80 stay on a Tuesday, yeah, those double points may not add up to too much, but you'll be rewarded nicely because you have that weekday checkout bonus. So Hilton's kind of covering, you know, all the avenues here with this promotion. Just like all the others, you do have to register for it, and this is valid for stays at all Hilton family hotels in Canada and worldwide until the end of the year, that is December 31st. We now follow this with Hyatt and their fall World of Hyatt promotion. They're also offering double points, so that's your third hotel chain offering double points on all stays in Canada and worldwide for Hyatt. However, you're only awarded those points on stays of two or more consecutive nights. So if you have a one-night stay, well, you won't get any bonus points. This promotion also offers double elite night credits for stays at their all-inclusive locations throughout Mexico and Caribbean. It's about 65 or just over 65 locations where you can also earn those double elite night credits. Just like the other promotions, you do have to register for this one. Their registration is only open until November 15th, and the actual period for earning the bonus points is from September 15th to December 20th, 2022. The last big promotion that is in place comes to us from Marriott Bonvoy. Their promotion awards 2,000 bonus points per stay, starting with your second stay. So as I mentioned before, this one, you have to have one stay first and then your second one. And this is valid at all participating Marriott hotels in Canada and worldwide. So like I said, here we have the second stay rule in place. If you only complete one stay during the promotional period, you won't score any bonus points. This offer also has an additional component, and that's for Marriott co-brand credit card holders. So for those of us in Canada, it's the Marriott Bonvoy American Express card and the Marriott Bonvoy Business American Express card. That bonus is an additional 2,000 points for each eligible stay at a different hotel brand, starting with your second brand. So ideally, if you do have the co-brand card, you'd complete your first stay at one brand, say a Marriott, and then make sure your next stay is at a different brand, say a Westin. And that way your second stay would earn 4,000 points, the 2,000 from the promotion, like the main promotion, and then 2,000 for having the co-brand credit card. And then you want to try and continue this pattern after that as well. Make your third stay out of 4 points, and you'll earn 4,000 points again, and so on. The offer, just like the others, you do have to register for it. This one, registration closes December 1st, and the promotional period for actual stays is from September 21st to December 15th, 2022. Overall, a nice variety of offers to choose from this fall. Like I said, the Hilton one is probably the easiest and most lucrative, but don't count out the others. The flat rate points from Marriott are a great bonus, especially if you're staying at their lower cost brands, because flat rate bonuses are great when you don't have to spend a lot. And conversely, bonuses that double or triple are better when you're planning on spending more at a hotel. So longer stays or more expensive hotel stays, that type of thing. Either way though, earning a bonus on any stay is better than not earning anything. And remember to register for all of these offers right away, even if you don't have any stays planned yet. That way you don't have to remember in the future to do so. And many people do tend to forget. So right after this podcast, go to our page with all the links and register for every one of the offers. Before continuing on with the podcast, we have another word from our sponsor. Our sponsor for this episode of the Rewards Canada podcast is CIBC. Their CIBC Dividend Platinum Visa Card Journey Rewards Special Offer provides 10% cash back on all purchases in the first 4 statement cycles up to $2,500 in spending. After that, you'll continue to earn up to 3% cash back on all your eligible purchases. Plus, the first year annual fee is waived. But it doesn't stop there. As part of the special offer Journey Rewards, you can receive up to $70 more in value, including an additional 10 cents off per liter on your first 250 liters, triple Journey Rewards points, and 2 free premium car washes. Conditions apply. You'll find details about this offer and a link to apply for the card at rewardscanada.ca/podcast. Now, we move on to Movers and Shakers, which covers some of the latest loyalty program, travel, and credit card news. We have 2 big pieces of news in this episode, and both are frequent flyer program related. The first comes to us from Air France KLM and their Flying Blue program. Back in August, we posted details of what at the time seemed like an unpublished economy class reward ticket sale. We provided details of how you could redeem as little as 15,000 Flying Blue miles for a one-way ticket between Eastern Canada and Europe, Turkey, or North Africa, or only 20,000 miles from Western Canada for those same routes. These rates are pretty incredible. I mean, round trip from Montreal or Toronto to dozens of cities across the Atlantic for only 30,000 miles round trip, plus around $250 to $300 in fees. That's a deal, considering what other loyalty programs ask for similar routes. For example, Air Canada's Aeroplan is typically 70,000 points and $141 in fees from Montreal to Paris. But that doesn't include checked baggage, which Air France KLM does. So they're pretty comparable on the fee side, but you're using a lot less points on Air France KLM. Since this is such a good deal, one question we were asked several times is when would this offer end? We didn't know, as nothing was published, so I reached out to my contact at Air France, and they told me it will not end. These 15,000 to 20,000 mile one-way economy rewards have become their standard base redemption rate for flights out of Canada to Europe, Turkey, and North Africa. Thus, they are here to stay until the program decides to change it again. I consider this big news for several reasons. First, this provides increased value for economy class rewards. Most of the redemptions I searched for and found worked out to over 2 cents per mile, and some, like Montreal to Algiers, came in at 4.7 cents per mile. Yes, that's a number we typically see for a business class redemption, but was achievable with economy class. And seeing how economy class rewards are the most popular type of redemption across Canada from all loyalty programs, this move just shot Air France KLM to the forefront in terms of travel across the Atlantic. The second reason this is big is the fact that Flying Blue is a transfer partner of American Express membership rewards. And this announcement from Flying Blue just gave membership rewards points even more value. Yes, the conversion from Amex to Flying Blue is 1 to 0.75, but when you have redemption options this low, that ratio still makes for a great deal. Think about it. You need 40,000 membership rewards points to convert to Flying Blue to get one of those round-trip tickets at 30,000 miles. If you're looking at Aeroplan, you would need to convert 70,000 membership reward points for the same ticket. So you can almost get 2 Flying Blue tickets out of membership rewards for the cost of 1 from Aeroplan. and other programs, while Amex's own fixed points for travel requires 60,000 points and a huge amount of fees and taxes, RBC Avion Rewards is 65,000 points and a huge amount of fees and taxes, and so on. So going back to needing only 40,000 membership rewards points for a round-trip ticket, this means as little as $8,000 in spending on a card like the American Express Cobalt card. I can only think of one transatlantic flight reward that does better than this, and that is redeeming British Airways Executive Club Avios for a round-trip ticket between Toronto and Dublin, but only that route, and that's 26,000 Avios for off-peak redemptions. That translates to only $5,200 in spending on the Cobalt card. So what does this say? In reality, you really should have a Cobalt card since it covers all these amazing options and you don't have to spend a lot to get them. The next big piece of news came from Air Canada, as they have finally launched the ability to book Aeroplan stopovers online. This is the option where you can stop over in a city outside of Canada or the US before continuing on to your final destination for only an additional 5,000 points to your final reward ticket price. Since the new program launched in 2020, this option was only bookable via the Aeroplan call center, but that all changed a few weeks ago when they launched the beta version of stopover bookings online. We gave it a quick go and it seemed to work quite well. You can book one stopover per direction of travel with Aeroplan, so if you book round trip, you can technically have two stopovers. And since they are also available on one-way rewards, you could feasibly book a bunch of one-ways all with stopovers. The minimum duration for a stopover is 1 day, and there's also a 45-day maximum. If you're booking online, right now there's only support for up to 4 flights per direction, so if you're one of those people who loves booking those complex, mini, round-the-world type of redemptions, those type of itineraries, you can still book them, but you have to call the Aeroplan contact center, and you may be subject to the fee that they charge, which is $30 per ticket. Now we'll move on to our tip of the week. Our tip of the week is something I stress all too often on the Rewards Canada website, and that's for everyone to look at the earn and burn of loyalty programs. Too often people look at one or the other, or are forced to only look at one because of the way banks and programs promote their offerings, but you really should be looking at both. I've had a long history of covering this subject that goes back at least a dozen years, if not more, and it's usually by calling out a bank, a loyalty program, or even other websites or blogs for their promotion of products. When a bank promotes a 100,000 point offer on the radio, people may be like, oh my God, that's huge. But when those 100,000 points are only worth $100, well, that's not so huge. Or when you are told you can earn 5 points per dollar with a credit card, you may be like, that's awesome. But when those 5 points turn out to be worth less than 3.5 cents each, and other 5 times points cards are worth 5 cents or more, well, then that's not so awesome. Or how about when a blog tells you a bank's reward chart is better than other banks' rewards charts because the cents per point value for those set redemptions is higher, you may go out and get that actual bank's credit card instead of those other banks' reward charts. But when that blog fails to tell you that the chart that they think is the best requires you to spend tens of thousands of dollars more than the competitors to get the same rewards, well, you may have just got yourself a credit card you shouldn't have. And these are the reasons why you need to look at all aspects of the loyalty programs you're considering. Earn and burn. Look at the credit cards you're considering, your spending habits, your reward goals, and so on. Trust me, the extra time you take to do this, the happier you will be with the end results from your reward programs. And that's all she wrote for this episode. Thank you for tuning in to the Rewards Canada podcast. I hope you enjoyed it, and be sure to help spread the word so that we can keep bringing you the best loyalty rewards content in Canada. Share the podcast, hit the like button, leave a 5-star review on your favorite listening platform, and so on. Have yourselves a great day, and I'll talk to you next time. The Rewards Canada podcast is produced in Calgary, Alberta, Canada, with music produced by Regina's own TWKOP.